Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a loaded show for you guys today. The NBA is back. Matt LaMarca standing by. He will join us in a few minutes to break down opening night, talk some futures markets, and preview the upcoming season in the NBA. Of course, plenty of NFL talk on the show today. We'll look ahead at already week 8 in the NFL. We'll look at some of the games coming up. Also look at some of the marquee games upcoming in college football. A lot of ranked matchups, a lot of really good games in college on Saturday. We will dive into some of those matchups. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. We'll preview the World Series with Lucy. And we'll wrap everything up with
numbers to be put up by these rookies. Edie has looked great in the preseason. We were talking off air. Both of us think the Grizzlies are a team that could surprise a little bit, or at least put themselves back into contention in the Western Conference. And yeah, I think that's going to make Edie the favorite here.
I like that. I mean, as you can see right now on the screen, Edie is the heavy favorite. Good price, though, at 3-1. And as Matt was talking about, the number one pick, Richesse, plus 800. The number two pick, Alex Saar, 10-1 to win Rookie of the Year. Matt, what about your favorite win total bet this season? It could be an over, under. What's the win total that you look at this season and you absolutely love it?
I'm going under on the Utah Jazz. I think the Jazz are ready to wave the white flag already. They are a team with clear intentions of playing towards the future. There was some talk that they were going to trade Lauri Markkanen in the offseason. That didn't end up materializing. I still do not think he finishes this team with the Jazz. I think that this is a sneaky contender for the worst team in basketball. They have very little else going for them. Once Markkanen is gone, and again, I think that could be sooner rather than later, I'm not sure how this team is going to contend on a night-in, night-out basis. I think that they finish with less than 25 wins and maybe even fail to crack like 20, 22 wins.
Wow. Yeah, win total right now, BetMGM 27.5 for the Utah Jazz. What about the division bets, Matt? Obviously, we got some heavy favorites in certain divisions. We got some wide open ones in some other markets. I know that Northwest division with OKC, Minnesota, Denver, a lot of people looking at that one. What's your favorite division bet for the upcoming season?
I'm going to go with a little bit of a long shot here. I'm going to go with the Houston Rockets to win the Southwest. They are available at plus 600 on BetMGM. I think that that's a decent number for them. I look at this division and I think that it's one of the more open ones, right? You do have the Mavericks at the top. Dallas was a good team last year, but they are far from infallible, right? They have some potential flaws. The Grizzlies are good. The Pelicans are a bit of a wild card, but you look at how Houston closed down the stretch last season. They played really good basketball. They're a very young team. I think they're going to continue to get better. They have, just a lot of really promising young players. They added another one in the draft in Reed Shepard. He's another guy that I think could potentially get into that Rookie of the Year conversation. you know, maybe Amen Thompson takes a jump, Jalen Green, like, and then you've got, you know, sort of the grown-ups in the room with Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. So I think that this team is a sneaky contender, maybe not to finish with like a one of the best records in the West, but in a division that I think is wide open, I think they could potentially get into the mix here, where plus 600 feels like a pretty good value.
I like it. All right, looking at the Eastern and Western Conference, the one thing I really liked about the NBA playoffs last year, Matt, was the parity, right? I mean, it all felt like we were kind of on the Celtics-Nuggets collision course, and obviously the West turned out to be awesome. There were a bunch of injuries in the Eastern Conference, but this year it looks like there could potentially be some parity in both leagues. Do you see any value on the East or West? Do you think it's going to be chalky in one of the leagues? Like, looking at both of these conferences, who do you like in the Eastern and Western Conference?
Yeah, it's tough in the East because the Celtics are just, they are that good. I think they are the deserving favorites, but it's always tougher to repeat than it is to win your first, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to deal with sort of all the stuff that was easy to put aside when you were looking for your first championship. Like, do we start to see some friction maybe with Jaylen Brown not getting the respect that he deserves? It's a lot easier to make those complaints when you already have a ring on your finger, you know? Yeah. So I'm going to go with a little bit of a value play here. I'm targeting the 76ers at plus 650. I think that certainly there is downside with this team, lots of it from an injury perspective. But if they can get to the playoffs healthy with Joel Embiid and Paul George and Tyrese Maxey, I think that they can match up with anyone. I mean, when they had just Embiid and Maxey on the court last season, they were one of the best teams in basketball in terms of net rating. I think you add in Paul George to that mix, they have a really high ceiling. So certainly there's downside, but I think that that downside is being priced in. I don't think that their upside is really being factored in enough.
Makes sense. In the Western Conference, real quick, any thought there? Do you like Oklahoma City to take that next step or another team that you have your eye on?
I'm going to go with the Nuggets at the top. I'm trusting Nikola Jokic. He's that good. He is, yep. You know, the unquestioned best player in the league for a reason. They were unlucky from a health perspective going into the playoffs last year. And like I said with the Celtics, it's tough to repeat. Now that they are, you know, maybe a little bit more hungry than they were heading into last year, I'll take my chances with them.
Very good. All right, Matt, we got two games on the slate tonight. We got the Knicks and the Celtics, T-Wolves, Lakers. Anything that you like in either of those games, side, total, props?
Yeah, I think for the beginning of the regular season, the thing that I look for the most is I want to target teams that have continuity. And I think that these games are really good opportunities to do that, right? First game, you've got a Celtics team that has been together forever, taking on a Knicks team that is trying to integrate some new pieces in Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. I'll lay the six with Boston. And then in the other side, give me the Lakers as, you know, 1-point home dogs. Again, the Timberwolves have to try and figure out how they're going to integrate Julius Randle into the offense, Dante DiVincenzo. But this Lakers team is basically the exact same that it was last year. I think that early in the season, the teams that don't have a ton of changes are the teams that you should be targeting in the betting market.
I like it. Great advice. Makes a ton of sense. Matt LaMarca, give him a follow on X at Matt LaMarca. Does great work for Fantasy Life. Joining us here on Send It In to preview the NBA season. Matt, enjoy opening night, and we will talk again soon, my friend. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks, PJ. Have a good one.
Yep, you as well. Great stuff there from Matt. All right, guys, let's keep it going. Look into our glass ball as we preview some NBA futures. I see our guy B Mills in the chat. Hey, PJ, how do you like Dante DiVincenzo over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and also Anthony Davis 25-plus points and 30-plus points for a ladder? I thought Matt just brought up a really good point, what he was talking about with continuity early on in this season. That's why guys like Karl Anthony Towns, guys like Dante DiVincenzo, Julius Randle, obviously the Knicks and the T-Wolves made that blockbuster trade. I'm staying away from their props. If anything, I would maybe go under those guys as they try and work with the chemistry of their new team and get integrated into their new offenses. So I would stay away from anything DiVincenzo tonight. Anthony Davis, though, I do like going up against Minnesota. Obviously, Gobert, four-time defensive player of the year, probably going to draw his assignment. So that's why you're going to get a good price on Davis to have a good scoring outload tonight. But we like Anthony Davis when he's healthy. And it's at the beginning of the season. This is as healthy as he's going to be for much of the year. I think AD's a good luck tonight, B-Mill. So I like that. Probably would shy away from DiVincenzo. As for the NBA for the upcoming season, we will start with the Eastern Conference. I agree with Matt. It's really tough not to like Boston. The only thing that you have to worry about is the fact that now they go from the team that is trying to repeat, right? For all these years, they were close. They made it to Eastern Conference Finals, made it to the Finals, but now they finally got over the hump. But now with the target squarely on their back and trying to repeat and get back to the Finals, it's going to be a difficult road. The thing that I love, though, about Boston is that they can withstand injury, right? I mean, Porzingis was hurt for much of the postseason, and they didn't really miss a beat. Like, they can afford to lose Jaylen Brown. They can afford to lose Jrue Holiday. They can afford to lose Jason Tatum for a period of time, and they're still going to be okay because of how deep they are and how good they are. So that's why I think Boston, especially in the regular season, is going to be a really tough team to deal with. And when they get to the postseason as well, like, the top-end talent of all these other teams, Milwaukee with Dame and Giannis, the Knicks, obviously, with their starting rotation, Philadelphia, who Matt was bringing up as well, all these teams have top-end talent, but do you trust these teams to stay healthy? Like, do you trust Paul George and Joel Embiid to stay healthy? I don't. Do you trust this Knicks core? Do you trust all of those guys to stay healthy, especially with Tibbs running them into the ground as their coach? I don't. And then Giannis and Dame, I don't see both of those guys staying healthy, needing to be at their best as well. So for me, it's Boston in the East. I'd maybe take a shot with Indiana to make another deep run, or potentially Miami because of how good of a coach Spoelstra is, that Heat culture, plenty of playoff pedigree on that team. So for me, it's either Boston or maybe Miami or Indiana. If I had to take one of those teams between Milwaukee, Philly, or New York, I'd probably go with the Sixers just because, again, like, if Embiid does stay healthy, that is one of the best players in the NBA. Maxey's awesome. You bring in Paul George, and I love Nick Nurse as a head coach, too. So of those three, Philly would probably be the team. I don't think you overthink it, though. I think it's going to be Boston. In the Western Conference, however, that's when it gets really interesting. So OKC's the favorite to win the West at plus 300, followed by Denver, Dallas, and Minnesota, and Denver all at plus 500, just totally jumbled at the top. OKC, there's a lot to like there. SGA, very good chance that he wins MVP this year. They continue to add in the offseason. They bring in two really good defenders in Caruso and Hartenstein, who's injured to begin the season. I expect Jalen Williams to take another step up. Chet Holmgren's going to continue to improve as well. They got one of the best young coaches in the NBA also. Oklahoma City's going to be a handful to deal with. Denver, it does feel like there's some value on Denver. Jokic still is the best player in the world. Murray's still really good as well. You do worry about their depth a little bit, but again, very easily could have won that Game 7 against Minnesota last year when they were up 20 in the second half. If they do that, there's a good chance they go back-to-back. We could be having a very different conversation with Denver. Dallas, I don't know if I want to trust Dallas, you know, and it just felt like everything kind of aligned for them last year. I think they got fortunate with their path, avoiding some teams down the stretch, not having to play Denver especially. Don't know if I would look at them. Minnesota is an interesting team too. How does this trade work out? I don't think I want to buy them at this price. It feels like a team that they might go through some growing pains early. You could get a better price on Minnesota. Something about the Memphis Grizzlies though that I really like. Ja Morant obviously didn't play last year due to suspension and injury. He's back, and when he's healthy and playing like Ja Morant, you're talking about one of the best players in the NBA. Defensively, this team is going to be elite. You already have two of the better defenders in Marcus Smart and Jaren Jackson Jr. Now you add Zach Edey to that equation. And look, the way that some of these teams in the West are built, right? Minnesota, Denver, how you give these teams trouble is size. And that's what Memphis has with Edey down low. So I think Memphis could match up with some of these teams really well in a seven-game series. A lot of injuries last year. It's like everything that could have went wrong for that team did. But I like them a lot heading into this year. So Memphis might be worth a look at 14-1 for me. I like Boston in the East. you had to make me pick, I'd go Denver, but I'd also look at Memphis as well. All right, let's talk some college football now here on Send It In. What a slate we got upcoming. Feels like we've been saying that for the last couple weeks, but we got another great slate coming up in Week 9 in college football, and it all starts on Friday with maybe the best game that we're going to have in the Group of Five all season. That's undefeated Boise State with their running back who's leading the Heisman race right now, and Ashton Jeanty going up against UNLV. Boise opened up as a small favorite in this game. Now it's gone all the way up to 3.5 against UNLV. I think now that it's gone up to a 3.5, this might be a buy point on UNLV. Because this is a Friday night game, and it's going to be a standalone game, and a lot of people are going to be watching because they want to see Jeanty, they want to see Boise, I think there's a chance this line continues to go up, so I'm in no rush to bet UNLV. If we get a 4, 4.5, though, I think I'm going to have to take the Rebels at some point. This total is 66.5. They're going to be playing at Allegiant Stadium on a fast track. Both offenses are really good. This game feels like it's going to be back and forth, up and down. So it's a high total for a reason. Think the over could be a look. Boise State's coming off a bye week, which is important. UNLV's coming off a tough game against Oregon State, so they're on a short week. Certainly a lot of things that favor Boise. Seeing if this line maybe works up to 4, 4.5, then I think I might have a ticket on UNLV. As for Notre Dame and Navy, we talked about this game yesterday, top 25 matchup. Navy's going to be a very popular dog this week. They're an incredible story. They're undefeated, as is Army. But Navy hasn't really played anybody yet this season. They're going up against one of the best defenses in college football. And I talked about it yesterday. Marcus Freeman, I'll never forget it. When he was in his first year at Notre Dame, I was watching the Notre Dame-Navy broadcast in his first year, and they were talking about how Marcus Freeman was a defensive coordinator at Cincinnati. His defense gave up 500 total yards to Navy, and it scarred him for life. He'll never forget it. And two of the last 3 years, when Marcus Freeman's Notre Dame team has gone up against Navy, they've given up 3 points and 6 points. He's always taken this Navy challenge personal ever since that game when he was at Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a tough game for Navy to score. I like Notre Dame to cover that spread, and I look at a Navy team total under as well. Another top 20 matchup with Illinois traveling to Eugene to take on Oregon. The Ducks are favored by 21.5. The total is 54.5. Illinois has been one of the best teams against the spread this season. You guys, if you watch the show, you know how I operate. Like, you see a top 20 matchup and you see a 3-touchdown spread, obviously everybody's going to be on the dog. I don't think I'll play this game. If I had to, I'd probably take Oregon. I'm hoping maybe this just drops down to a flat 21. I think Illinois team total under is probably a good way to go as well. I think Illinois could have a tough time scoring in this game, but it would probably be Oregon or pass for me. Number 21, Missouri at number 15, Alabama this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Bama's laying 14 points. The total is 56.5. I don't know how you can lay 2 touchdowns with Bama right now. All they do is play everybody close. Doesn't matter where it's Georgia or Tennessee or whether it's Vandy or South Carolina. They're playing everybody close right now. We're getting Missouri with 14 points. I know Missouri really struggled against Texas A&M. Probably fortunate to win a couple games against Vandy and Auburn, but 14's a lot of points for a Bama team that has not showed us the last 5 weeks that they have been able to blow anybody out. So if I had to take it, I would take Missouri. Give me Texas minus 18.5 against Vanderbilt on Saturday. Look, we loved Georgia last week against Texas, right? That was my favorite bet. Wasn't shocked at all that Georgia showed up and played their best game of the season. But now, after that game, everybody's starting to re-question or rethink Texas, right? And just how good are they? I still think Texas is a really good team. It's just that they were getting Georgia as an underdog when everybody was telling Georgia how bad they were all week. That's just never a good recipe for anybody going up against Georgia in that spot. Vanderbilt's going to have their full attention. Vanderbilt's ranked number 25 in the country. They've been unbelievable as an underdog this year, but these are the kind of games that Texas has been rolling in all year, and I think they're going to do the same on Saturday, so I like the Longhorns. I also like A&M on the money line against LSU. 2.5-point favorites in this game with a total of 53.5. We've already seen A&M lose one night game this season against Notre Dame. I don't know if I'm going to bet against them to lose another one. LSU's playing well. Their pass offense against A&M secondary should have some success, but I'll take the Aggies at home to win a close one on the money line against LSU. And then Penn State, Wisconsin is going to be a really interesting game on Saturday night in Madison. Penn State's got Ohio State upcoming next week. possibly a little bit of a look ahead. Penn State's also coming off the bye week. So how much of their prep and focus was on this Wisconsin game? How much of it was on Ohio State? I'll take Wisconsin in the first half at +3.5. Night game, feeding off the crowd emotion there in Madison. I think they can hang for the first 30 minutes. Penn State's a much better team. I think eventually they could pull away in the game, but I'll take Wisconsin first half spread against Penn State. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk some NFL here on Send It In, a little gridiron glass. Thursday night, we got a good one. Minnesota Vikings -3.5 against the Los Angeles Rams with a total of 48. I think this is a nice bounce back spot for Minnesota off that tough home loss against Detroit. You go on the road, Stafford and that Rams offensive line against Brian Flores and that Vikings defense and all their blitz packages, I think could be really tough. So I'd lay Minnesota -3.5. I think they win by about a touchdown against the Rams on Thursday night. Give me the Titans +10.5 against the Lions. This is all about a fade of the Lions, and it's just a difficult spot. We got a sandwich spot here. We got a letdown spot. Last two games for the Lions, big emotional games that had their absolute full attention, right? Revenge game against Dallas 2 weeks ago, blow them out. Huge win against Minnesota on Sunday. They got the Green Bay Packers upcoming next week as well. Another massive divisional game. Now they got one of the worst teams in football coming in. They're laying double digits at home. Tennessee's got a good defense. Without Aiden Hutchinson, I think Rudolph might be able to score some points. We'll take the Titans plus the points. Also, give me the Arizona Cardinals +3 against the Dolphins. Yesterday, we were talking about this game. We talked about betting the Cardinals right now at the 3.5. Think this line could drop back down to 3. Tua is supposed to be back for Miami is why they're favored in this game. But even with Tua back, like, are the Dolphins really going to be that much better? I think Arizona might be the better team. We're getting them at +3. Give me the Cardinals plus the points. Jets -7 at the Patriots. I want absolutely nothing to do with this game, but it would be very Jets for them to lose that game outright in New England, wouldn't it be? Falcons and Bucks in Tampa Bay. Obviously, the Bucks, just a devastating game yesterday. Not only do you lose, but Evans, it looks like, is going to be out for a little bit. Godwin, obviously, done for the year. So Atlanta goes from being a 2.5-point dog to being a 1.5-point favorite. Feels like a stay away for me. The Bucks could be a good teaser leg, though, at +7.5. Packers off that huge win against Houston on Sunday. They got that game with the Lions upcoming next week. They're going up against Jacksonville, who's flying back from London. Feels like a dangerous spot for the Packers, who have historically always struggled in the state of Florida. Probably not an official bet, but it would either be the Jags or pass for me. Colts and Texans in Houston this week. Indy is 6-point underdogs. These teams played back in week one when the Texans won by 2. I know Houston's 5-2 this season, but all 5 of their wins have been by 1 score. They win a lot of games. They don't blow anybody out. It's a divisional game. It's tough to beat a team 2 times. Give me Indianapolis +6. And then give me the Bengals on the money line against the Eagles. I just think the Bengals are the better team. Their offense has been playing great all season, and now their defense is starting to get healthy. Last two games against the Giants and the Browns, they've been much, much better. Think it's probably a close game. Anything under 3, though, I wouldn't mind laying the spread with Cincinnati. I just take the money line to be safe. Feel very good about them winning that game. I like Cincinnati. All right, promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vulture call back before. BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown wagers and score a wager. And if your player doesn't score first, but scores second, get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Yesterday, Mike Evans scores the first touchdown, and then the Ravens answer right back with a Justice Hill touchdown. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown, score a bet in any NFL game. If a player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. It's a great offer from our friends at BetMGM. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, we got the World Series coming up on Friday. We got the Celtics back in town. So who better to have on Model Making Money today than Lucy Burge joining us on Send It In. Lucy, I know you're all fired up about the Celtics. Before we get your thoughts on that game tonight, what is the BetQL model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Very exciting time with the Celtics coming back, but the BetQL model as a five-star play loves plus 1.5 against the Timberwolves. The Lakers have covered as an underdog 3 times in a row going back to last season, of course, and LeBron can continue his dominance this season after he averaged 25.7 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 8.3 assists per game last season, and the Lakers have home court advantage here, so the BetQL model loves Lakers plus 1.5 against the Timberwolves as a five-star play.
All right, very nice. So that's one of our NBA games tonight, Lucy. The other one is Celtics and the Knicks. Who do you like in that game tonight? Should we take the points with the Celtics?
Yes, PJ. If I am not taking, I am taking a break from taking New York teams. I am taking Celtics minus 5.5. It is banner night. It is ring night. It is opening night for the Celtics. They are going to be honored for their NBA championship win, which seems like just yesterday. And now here we are back on opening night, but there's no way they don't win and cover this spread tonight at home to begin this season as they begin their journey to repeat as the NBA champions. They are also 5-1 straight up and 4-1-1 against the spread in their last 6 games against the Knicks. The Knicks do have some new additions, but who knows how they will integrate them into the team. They don't know for sure. They're more unknowns with the Knicks, whereas the Celtics, they've played together before. They have chemistry. They are kind of meshed together. So they definitely are meshed together. So I feel like the Knicks will not ruin the championship celebration, and the Celtics will win and cover. And the Knicks have also lost each of their last 6 road openers as underdogs. So Celtics minus 5.5.
All right, good nugget there. Lucy, we've got the World Series on Friday, Yankees and Dodgers. I have a feeling which way you're going. Who do you like in the World Series?
Yeah, Yankees to sweep. Yankees in 2, PJ. Love that. No, Dodgers to sweep. I have the Dodgers to sweep. So Dodgers to win the World Series is minus 130 and to win game 1. Also, I have that at minus 130. So not only, of course, for them to win, but for them to sweep. So if you think the Dodgers can sweep, plus 1250 at BetMGM is where you can get that. Also, if you like them to, the series to just end in 4 games for either team to sweep, the under for series total games, under 5.5 is plus 155 at BetMGM. So I'm take all of that because 4 games, plus 155 for under 5.5 and plus 1250 for the Dodgers to sweep.
Very good. Lucy, who do you like winning World Series MVP? You going with Ohtani?
Well, I have a dark horse, PJ. Ohtani, yes, is, I think Major League Baseball wants Shohei Ohtani to be the MVP, but my dark horse is Kike Hernandez, plus 3,000. He had 5 hits in the Mets series, including a massive home run that led the Dodgers to take game 3 of that series. He is the 20th player with 15 career postseason home runs right alongside Babe Ruth. That's not a terrible place to be. So I think his postseason magic can continue in the World Series, and he'll be a crucial factor in their World Series win.
All right. I love it. Lucy Birds join us here on Send It In. Make sure you catch Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time with Lucy and Jake. Lucy, going to be an awesome week of sports. Glad to have the NBA back. World Series on Friday. Appreciate the insight as always. Good luck tonight.
Very excited, PJ. I'll talk to you soon. Good luck to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Real quick, another question for B Mills. Kate Klubnik 25-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Clemson's been playing really good, B Mills. I just don't think they're going to have any high-profile games until the ACC Championship against Miami, so I would not take a shot with Klubnik to win the Heisman. What I would take tonight is Josh Hart under a half a three-pointer, plus 140 as my prop block. So Josh Hart not to hit a three-pointer. I was at the Wizards and Knicks preseason game earlier late last week. I got a chance to watch the Knicks with Carl Anthony Towns in the lineup and Bridges. Josh Hart just was not a factor offensively. He was doing a lot of stuff in the paint. I don't think he's going to be shooting many threes tonight. I'll go for him not to hit a three at plus 140. My dog of the day is going to be the Knicks, though, at plus 5.5 to keep it close. I think this game comes right down to the wire. Ring night for the Celtics. A lot of extra factors, a lot going on. Give me the Knicks plus the points. And then my best bet tonight, we're going to the NHL. Give me the Predators on the money line against against the Bruins at minus 125. The Preds are winless this year. Bruins obviously are a very good hockey team, 3-2-1, yet the Preds are favored. That is a score. That's an indicator for me from the market. We'll take the Preds on the money line. That'll do it for us on Send It In. Thanks again to Matt LaMarca, Lucy Burge for joining us. Hope you guys enjoy NBA opening night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.